Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Inshallah, just to continue from our Jumu'ah session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the people of Iman, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. When you remember me, I remember you. Now imagine, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Khaliq, to say that we are sinful people, unworthy, and spiritually, even outwardly for that matter, impure. But despite all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you take my name and I will take your name. How beautiful is that? You take my name and I will take your name. Washkuruli, and be thankful to me. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And a person who is ungrateful to Allah, that is one form of kufr. That is why, my respected brothers, a dua that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always make after his farz namaz. A dua that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always make after his farz namaz. Allahumma A'inni ala zikrik. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Very famous dua. Allahumma a'inni, O Allah, help me ala zikrika, that I take your name in abundance. Wa shukrika, and Allah, assist me and help me that I am always thankful to you. Wa husni ibadatik, and Allah, give me the tawfiq that I worship you in the most beautiful way. Our ruku should be beautiful. Our sajda should be very beautiful. When we are making dua to Allah, it should not be. Your attention and your focus should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautiful act of worship you are giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so two things are very important as the month of Ramadan comes, alhamdulillah, for us to be mentally prepared, spiritually prepared, physically prepared for the month of Ramadan, to receive the month of Ramadan, and to understand two things in this one line of the Quran. It's only one line in Surah Baqarah. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. One line. You take my name, I will take your name. Be thankful to me. Bas. And so we've got to condition ourselves in that way, that we want to do a lot of dhikr, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Rajab would prepare for Ramadan, and he would say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. wa Sha'ban. Allah, give me and give us barakat in Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan. And Allah, grant us and give us a life that we can benefit from Ramadan. There are so many people that die one day before Ramadan. So many people that die one week before Ramadan. That register that is given. So many people, who knows who is going to see the month of Ramadan? Who knows who is going to witness Taraweeh? Allah, make it easy for every one of us. Inshallah, that we can benefit from the month of Ramadan. And so, my respected brothers, what is important? What are the benefits of doing shukr? What are the benefits of being grateful to your Maker? To show gratitude. Jab tumne Allah ka shukr kiya, what does Allah give you? We touched on the one benefit in Jumu'ah. Very quickly, just to recap. Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Insan, if you do shukr, I will preserve that blessing for you. I will keep that ni'mat for you. I will keep that ni'mat for you. Subhanallah. Allah will not snatch away that ni'mat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to speak and to use the tongue in such a way that we are referring to the blessings of Allah and we are praising Allah. This is something very important. A lot of the times we keep it in the heart. This is against the sunnah. A man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi of Allah, I have a lot of love for my brother. My brother who looks after me, I have a lot of love for him. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, have you told him that you love him? He says, no. He said, but why? He said, go and tell him that you love him, that will increase his love and your love for each other. So by actually expressing the words and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do shukr of Allah, Allah will increase your blessings. You know, there have been great scholars and some people, their level of iman is at a different scale. Sahaba, their iman was very different. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, once he was given sharbat to drink. Sharbat to drink. So he was drinking sharbat and he started crying. And he said, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا. This verse of the Quran came to his mind. And he started crying. He says, Ya Allah, I am drinking sharbat. Does that mean that you are giving all the blessings and the reward to me in this dunya and nothing is left for me in the hereafter? And he started crying. Can you imagine? Look at the level of iman. One wali of Allah, he made a dua and he says, Ya Allah, you've given me everything that I want. I am scared as if you have given everything to me in this dunya and there's nothing for me in the hereafter. I'm so worried. So he made dua and he says, Ya Allah, bas what you've given me, that is enough. I don't want anything more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informed him by ilham. Informed him by ilham. What is ilham? Allah would inspire you in your heart. And Allah said to him, that is not the case. Whenever you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will always increase the blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always increase the blessings. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people want to find faults in everything. If we have the right attitude, but this is the decree of Allah. Allah gave me this woman to be my wife. The wife thinks that, look, this is my husband. Allah gave me this man to be my husband. Allah gave me this boy to be my child, this girl to be my daughter. Shukr. There would be no problems whatsoever. Insan should be grateful all the time. All the time. Ni'mat of Allah. And our scholars have mentioned, so one benefit is izdiyad ni'mat, that Allah increases your bounties and blessings when you thank Allah. And the second ni'mat that Allah gives when a person is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protects him from the sin of hasad. From the sin of hasad. What is hasad? Jealousy. Jazakallah. Hasad means jealousy. Oh, I've been for Umrah once. My neighbor goes 3 times in a year. Hasad. Example. I have been for Hajj once. Brother Abdullah goes every year. Now he goes for Hajj every year, but you can't go to sleep. Subhanallah. It's called hasad. Hasad is this negative feeling in your heart. A burning feeling that is there. That why Allah has given so and so person this ni'mat, this blessing, and I haven't got it. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, hasad eats away your good deeds like how fire eats firewood. Like how fire eats firewood. Apne dekha hai when a log is burning, how the fire eats it and penetrates in it. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allahu Akbar. How it is, my respected brothers. So your good deeds are eaten away in that way. It's wiped out no matter what good deeds you do when you have hasad and jealousy. And when you are doing shukr of Allah, when you are thankful to Allah, you are protected from this sin. How are you protected from this sin? Because when you have this quality of being shakir, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are not bothered of any of the blessings and ni'mat that Allah gives to anybody. Why? Whatever Allah has given you in your own capacity, you are thankful. So you're not bothered about anybody. But a person can be having a private jet, his own plane. Alhamdulillah, bhai, Allah give you dunya, whatever Allah has given you. Allah has given a ni'mat to anybody. However, it will not bother you because you are too busy just thanking Allah of what He has given you. Subhanallah. And so with this quality of shukr, Allah closes the door of many sins. So slowly even this element of hasad closes. Because you are doing shukr all the time. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua after every salah. He would read astaghfar 3 times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He would read Ayatul Kursi. He would do tasbihat, and he would also read Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. And then he would also read Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. Any man who is blessed with these two qualities, that he remembers Allah and does the zikr of Allah, and that he is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this man is the wealthiest man, a very rich man. MashaAllah. Rich in this dunya and rich also in the hereafter. The third benefit of being shakir, of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah protects you from arrogance, from takabbur. When you do shukr of Allah, Allah protects you from arrogance. How? Let us hear the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first. لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. That person will not enter Jannah in whose heart There is kibar, pride, arrogance, equivalent to a mustard seed. Mustard seed, chota. Even that much of pride and arrogance he's got in him, he will not enter Jannah, because insan has no right to become arrogant and to show pride. These are the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is most powerful. And these are his attributes, not the attributes of insan. So we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes we think that by dressing up nicely, this is arrogance. No. Arrogance is in your heart. Arrogance is exposed at the right time. When you like arguing, when you want to win, when there's no humility, when you don't want to accept your faults, when you think you are the best, when you think people must only listen to you, this is arrogance. And when a person is doing shukr of Allah slowly, it cuts takabbur. Why? How does this work? Very simple, my respected brothers. Because all the blessings that are given to him in his heart, he is only thinking, Ya Allah, if you didn't give me this, I wouldn't be in this position. Allah, if you didn't give me this, I wouldn't be here. If you didn't give me this, I wouldn't have this in my possession. So whatever he has, he is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everything I have is from you, otherwise I would have nothing. So why should I show arrogance? Why should I be Mr. Proud? Why? Me, myself and I, Fir'aun. Ana, I did it, I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from arrogance. So just from this one quality, where a person is doing shukr of Allah, let me see if you people are listening. Brothers, when you come to the masjid and listen to the bayan, put your mobile phones away. Otherwise, don't come. Come as come 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes by, listen attentively and listen with concentration. What makes you strong is knowledge. Without knowledge, you are nothing. Without knowledge, you are nothing. And Allah's Nabi said, knowledge is only three. Allah's Nabi said, knowledge is only three. Al-ilmu thalatha. Ayatun muhkama. Knowledge is only three. Everything else is just profession, hunar. Geography, psychology, physics, chemistry, your sciences, your maths, whatever that you are being taught. This is just funoon. This is just a profession, a skill that you are learning for this dunya. Knowledge is only three. Ayatun muhkama, the Quran. Quran makes a insan insan. When a person hasn't got Quran, he is just a human being outwardly, if he hasn't got Quran. Aw sunnatun qaima, and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aw farizatun adila, and the masail that are taken out from the Quran and hadith at level 3, farizatun adila, that is knowledge. Everything else, wama siwa zalik, and everything besides that, it is just funoon, it is just something that is of this dunya. So listen, my respected brothers, shaitan, he doesn't like a person to listen. And so what he does, now you have come to the masjid, he will want to disturb you. So he will say, look at the watch, Maulana is taking a bit of time. As if you are doing ihsan to me, that you have come to listen to me. You are not doing ihsan to me. You are doing ihsan to yourself. Am I right or am I wrong? Brothers, am I right or am I wrong? Are you doing ihsan to me? No. What ihsan are you doing to me? Nothing. You are doing ihsan to yourself. If we pray namaz, are we doing ihsan to Allah? Aliyazu billah. Astaghfirullah. This is the mercy of Allah, that Allah has chosen us to be here. So please, you know, it's very disrespectful when a person, a scholar, is talking and people are on their mobile phone. Look, if you want to read Yasin or anything else, then go at the back, go somewhere. But then from Yasin, then people look at their, you know, messages, oh yeah, this, that, this, that. Shaitan is a very twisted creature. He makes you feel, oh, you know what, let me read my wazaif. But he knows that if you were to read your wazaif, he's telling you that this is good, but he is depriving you from something that is even more beneficial, which is taking on ilm, which is understanding knowledge. People are foolish. People are so foolish, my respected brothers. Allah save us. Only if we could understand how shaitan works. So listen very attentively, my respected brothers and elders. This is your faida. Take it. It will be, it's free of charge. It's free of charge. Sometimes we don't make qadr because it's free. Imam Nasai, rahmatullah alayhi, from the six books of ahadith, compiled, six famous books of hadith. Imam Bukhari's Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, and Nasai. Six kitabs. Imam Nasai would not allow anybody free of charge in his dars. Can you imagine that? And he would give dars and thousands, they would be there, and there was an entrance fee. What was there? Entrance fee. So, Hazrat was questioned, Hazrat, other aimas and scholars, he says, there are other people are different, I am different. You see, when people are given free, they don't respect. When people are given free, they don't respect. They don't value something that is free. But when it comes out from their pocket, when it comes out from their pocket, even that £2.50 paracetamol, they will look after it. It's not free. Money came out. So Imam Nasai in those days would do this, my respected brothers. But alhamdulillah, here it's everything is free. So listen attentively, my respected brothers. May Allah bless you. I say Jazakallah for coming. But take 100% faida with you. How many benefits we have mentioned? Number one is doing shukr, what Allah gives you, increases your blessings. Number two, protects you from hasad. Number three, protects you from takabbur, kibr. And number four, scholars have mentioned that if you are doing a lot of shukr of Allah, eventually it will protect you from sins. Eventually it will protect you from sins. How? How? The question is how? See, my respected brothers and elders, imagine there is one person who is very close to you, and he has always helped you and assisted you in your life. At a time when you needed finance, he was there. At a time when he needed, when you needed any other kind of help, he was there. So this man plays a very pivotal role in your life. He has always assisted you. So a man who is always helpful to you, one day he rings you in the night at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock and asks you, okay, my brother, in an emergency I need you to come to my house. Will you respond to him immediately? Yeah? Yes. Why? Because of the favors, because of his ahsan, because of his favors. You see, if someone who has done a lot of favors to you, you in a way are obliged to listen to him, because he's done a lot of favors to you. Now, when a person thinks of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has done so much favors to me and Allah has given me so many blessings, and when he is going to commit a sin, he will think that, Ya Allah, Allah has given me so much, but yet I am going against my Allah. It will be a very difficult pill to swallow. Karvi dawai hai bhai. It's a bitter pill to swallow. Now slowly, when he is thanking Allah and when Allah is giving him a lot of blessings, then it is becoming hard for him to also sin, because a good man will think, oh, you know what, If somebody does me a favor, I return the favor back. Now Allah has done so many favors upon me, how can I break my relationship with Allah by doing something that is wrong? So these are just four of the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in a way that the fuqaha and the scholars have explained to us, that when a person is doing shukr of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him these four qualities. Allah give us these qualities. Now, something for us to also understand. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Insan generally can never ever count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki ni'mat ko kya hai, wo gin nahi sakta hai. It is really impossible for a person to quantify and to count the blessings of Allah. You know, there was one man in the intense heat. Sometimes if you've been to Saudi Arabia and the Middle East or even in India, when it's very, very hot, it becomes very difficult for a person to go and pray Zohar, and especially if you're praying Zohar Namaz outside. So it was very hot. This man in India decided that let me go and I will pray Namaz in the masjid. So he went to the masjid and he prayed Namaz. And after Namaz, when he came out, someone had taken his slippers. Someone had taken his slippers. So now he is looking for his slippers everywhere. The slippers are gone. So now he is looking for his slippers everywhere. The tiles are very, very hot. And the feet are burning also. In his heart, now he is thinking, Allah, you know what? There are so many people who didn't even come to the masjid to pray salah. I came to pray salah. Like nashukri. He's in a way, he's being ungrateful in a way. In the heart, he's not even speaking about it. I came to pray salah, Allah. And you know what? My slippers are gone. I have to walk bare feet. So now he's thinking, yaar, kya hua? This is how shaitan works. Shaitan puts, whenever he gets an opportunity, shaitan will want to break your relationship with Allah. That's how shaitan works. So, now as he was walking, subhanallah, bare feet, all of a sudden a person in front of him walks with a stick, and on one foot, the other leg is cut. The other leg is cut. He hasn't got another leg to walk upon. So when he looked at that person, Allah showed him that person, and then he realized in his heart, and he says, oh, ya Allah, what a fool I am to think like that. Only my slippers are taken, Allah. This man hasn't even got legs that he can walk with in comfort. So my respected brothers and elders, a lot of the times we don't understand this dunya because Allah has given us limited knowledge. Kutiba alaykumul الْكِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. There are at times that you don't like something. You don't like it, but Allah is saying it is khair for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And at times there is something that you like and your heart is inclined, but Allah has moved it away from you because Allah knows that this is not good for you. But a Muslim, a believer, is a person who is all the time thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that his investment is always in the increase. He's always doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are things that are very, very important, my respected brothers and elders. The insan Allah ka hamesha shukar kare. Without the shukar of Allah, insan has got nothing in this dunya. Nothing whatsoever. Subhanallah al-Azim. There was a great king, a very pious king of Hindustan. In India, mashallah, the Muslims ruled India for more than 800 years. There's a great history of the Muslims in Hindustan, in Hind. And there was a king whose khadim and slave was Ayaz. Ayaz was not even a minister. He was a slave, a khadim of the king, but very close to the king. And the ministers were jealous. You see, this disease of jealousy just creeps in without a person even realizing. Allah save us. A brother should not be jealous of a brother. A sister should not be jealous of a sister. The family should be free from this disease. Allah save us. And the ministers were jealous. So one of the ministers said to the king, Mahmud, that what's so special about him? He's not even educated like us. But you are always asking him for mashwara and keeping him close. Mahmud said, you know, I will let you know one day. And so one day he decided that he wants to invite all of his ministers. And so food was given, very delicious food. And on one side also, Mahmud had invited Ayaz. Ayaz also came. Allama Iqbal has written one shair about this, that Mahmud and Ayaz were in one saf. For Allah there is no king and no servant. For Allah there is no king and no servant. This is, a beautiful shair from Allama Iqbal. The Wali of Allah. The Wali of Allah. And he invited everybody for food, so they had their food and everything. After that, he said, bring the fruit also. I can't remember what fruit it was, but it was a fruit that's very, very bitter. So intentionally what he did, he gave the fruit to his ministers. And he said to the ministers also, after food, now eat the fruit. And Ayaz was also there. So the ministers were struggling to eat the fruit. Because it was very, very karwa, very bitter. And so Mahmud said, eat, eat. He said, oh no, Badshah Salamat, it's very bitter. Bahut karwa hai. You can't eat this, you can't eat this. And so none of them had taken the fruit in. And Ayaz was just eating. Ayaz was eating. So the Badshah said to Ayaz, Ayaz, you are eating, it's something different. He goes, no, Badshah Salamat, the fruits are all the same, it's very bitter. He goes, why are you eating? He says, Badshah Salamat, for years you have always given me something sweet to eat. For years you have given me, all the time, something sweet to eat. Today you give me something bitter, should I complain? Should I complain? And then he said to the ministers, you see, this is the difference between the ministers and Ayaz. This quality of being thankful, to show gratitude, to be grateful, to be grateful. Allah's Nabi was so humble and thankful to Allah that when Makkah Mukarrama was conquered, his head was not high. His head was not high. Allahu Akbar. And it was like as if he was doing ruku on the animal that he sat on the mount like that. And he was reading the verses of the Quran. This victory for the Muslims, it's not about me. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. This victory comes from my Allah. This victory comes from my Allah. All night he would worship, all night. Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not worshipped you like how you deserve to be worshipped. Subhanallah. I wish I could do more. I wish I could do more. And so to be grateful, to have this attitude, to be thankful to the people around you. My young friends, be thankful to your father. What you are today is because of your father. Don't rebel with your parents. Wallahi, there is nothing out there in the world. Everything what is shown to you in your TV programs, in your films, in your dramas, in this dunya, everything out there, It is nothing but fake and fake and fake and fake. Like a magician. What he shows you is something that is fake. This dunya is fake. There is nothing in this dunya. What you are today, respect your mother, respect your elder brother, respect your family members, respect your ustad. Sometimes, in the heat of the moment, in anger, your father might say something, your mother might say something, your teacher in the madrasa might, Are Allah, nowadays I've seen the youth, their level of bardasht, and, you know, to accept any criticism is so less. When we were in madrasa, oh ho, our ustaz used to hit us left, right and center, every part of the body. But we have never dreamt in our life that we would give baddu'a to our teacher. Hum to darul ulum mein pare hue hai bhai, in the 80s, early 80s. There was no such law as child abuse and this and that. In those days everything happened. Everything was working. We didn't know it all. Even in Hifz class, 2-3 din thappar mili, 4th din achhe ban gaye. Sabak yaad ho gaya. 4 thappar ke baad sabak yaad ho gaya. Subhanallah. But now people have become, because of the environment, you know, my right, my this, my human right, I'm 18, I'm a woman, I have got rights. The wife is fighting for the rights in front of the husband. Are bhai, how is he going to love you? That's my bank account. That is your bank account. I work for it. You give me divorce 50%, I want this. You do that, I'll show you. What kind of a life is it? I get phone calls every day, my respected brothers. No understanding. No one is prepared to thank Allah. Allah, subhanallah, what is this dunya? In a few years, I will be in my grave. How long are you going to live in this dunya? At the age of 40, 50, you are thinking of divorce. Can you imagine? 50 saal, now you are thinking of divorce. You are married, you've got a lovely husband. Do you think you are going to get some great husband if you divorce him? And do you think you'll get a better wife if you divorce her? But whatever Allah has given you, do sabr, understand one another, do shukr and be grateful to Allah. If you are eating one roti, be grateful to Allah. If you have got a small car, be grateful to Allah. If you have got a job, be grateful to Allah. Don't think about everybody else. And there is this golden rule, how we are supposed to be thankful to Allah. Unzuru ila man kana asfala minkum. Look at those people who are less fortunate than you. Then you will be thankful. The problem today is, our nigah, and we only look at the people who are more privileged, more high, more favored, more rich. Look, Allah has given somebody whatever Allah has given, but then we want to compare ourselves to that person, which are, you know, not the majority. But subhanallah, if you compare yourself, you will find that maybe 70% of the world is not like you, the blessings Allah has given you. You are in a better position from 70% of the world population. Allahu Akbar. In some parts of the world, my respected brothers, I was reading this article, that there are groups and groups of people that queue up in a restaurant, and where the dustbins are at the restaurant, and where the food is thrown, there are queues and queues, and people pick up food that is wasted from the dustbin, and they take it and they start to eat. So many people. So many people, and in fact that food is recycled and sold at a cheaper rate. Yakinan, in some parts of the world this is what happens also. That food which is thrown is recycled and then that is served at a cheaper rate. 20 pence, 50 pence for an example, for a burger or whatever like that. Slightly touched or it's half or whatever people are eating. Imagine what Allah has given us. Look at our beds, look at our mobile phone. Look at every ni'mat that we enjoy. And look at the people outside. Look at the world. Look what Allah has given us. And in fact, how grateful are we? Humne kitna shukar kiya? You know, honestly speaking, how many people have put their nose and their forehead down in the ground and they have cried, Ya Allah, You have given me so much, Ya Allah. Allah, increase my blessings. Allah, don't test me. Allah, I love You, Ya Allah. I want You to love me. Allah, whoever I am, it is only because of You, Ya Allah. Allah, You have given me children. Allah, You gave me roof, chhat. Allah, open Your fridge, variety. You know, people have a choice. What do you want to drink? Coke, Fanta, Pepsi, this, that, whatever. Some people don't even have drinks. Maybe once in a month, bichare. Or once in, during some occasion, shadi biya or something like that. Some parts of the world. And look at us. How lavishly we live. But how much do we turn to Allah? This is what we need to look at. Don't get me wrong. Whatever Allah has given us, we do shukr. But how much do we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much shukr are we doing? This shukr, we have to maintain in our hearts and make it warm and have that energy and that heat as the month of Ramadan is coming. Let's do a lot of shukr of Allah. The more shukr we do, the more benefit we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there was a young boy who had an accident. And in the accident, the face was injured also, received a lot of injury. I didn't even realize that, you know, some parts of the eyes here was damaged. And this eyelid, ye kya hai? Ye eyelid hai na? This eyelid. This was also damaged. This part here. This part. This was damaged. And so the muscles now were not working. You see, you're blinking. You are blinking all the time. We don't even realize that we are blinking. And now, because of the accident, he couldn't blink. And imagine, without blinking, your eye is just open like that. So the dust particles and everything is directly hitting you. And he is in unbearable pain. And the doctors can just tell him, look, you know, wash it with water. And every time now he's washing it with water, it's making it even more difficult. Only then he realized that the eyelids are like wipers. You know, you have in your screen that there is this water in the eyes, this moisturizer, which is with your eyelid inside. And every time you close your eyes and it opens up, it is cleaning your eyes and giving it the right amount of water also. Kya Allah ki karigri? How? Allah says in the Quran, Alam naj'al lahu aynayn, insan. Do you not look at the two eyes how I have created? No camera in the modern world can take a picture like how your eye can take a picture. Abhi tak koi aisa camera nahi bana hai jo in do cameras ka muqabla kar sake. And he realized that when this was damaged, how difficult it was. But we take it for granted. We are blinking all the time. Imagine you can't go to sleep and your one eye is open like that, bus. Allahu. And you try to manually, then you close it and then it doesn't work. And then you have to open it and then you close it, open it. Allahu. How difficult it is. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not forget who we were. Some people become rich. They don't want to make salam to people. Wah. They don't want to make salam to people. They break relationship with people because of the wealth that Allah... The way they walk is very different. There's no humility. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Look at yourself, who you were. Be thankful to Allah. The same king, Mahmud and Ayaz. Ayaz had something very precious in his closet, in his cupboard. And so he would lock it. He had a room, a simple room in the palace. He wouldn't allow anybody to go in that room because there was something that was of his possession. So the rumors were that Ayaz has taken a diamond from the king and he's hiding it. Something he stole and he's hiding it. Eventually, when this news came to the king Mahmud, Mahmud said, okay, let's see. With the guards they came. Ayaz, come. All the ministers were there. He says, open your cupboard. Open the cupboard. And what was in the cupboard? Slippers. One pair of slippers. That was broken from one side. Trousers, izar that was ripped. Shirt that was tatty and old. And that is all that was in the cupboard. So the king said to him, Badshah Salamat, Ayaz, what? Why do you look after this, something that is very old? He says, no, Badshah, it may be old to you, but this is something very precious to me. He says, why? He says, you see, the very first day when I came to the palace, these are the clothes that I was wearing. These are the clothes that I was wearing. Every day I open the cupboard and I look at my clothes and I remind myself, Ayaz, don't forget your reality, that this is how you were once upon a time, and Allah gave you such an honor that you are very close to the king and you wear the king's uniform and you wear the best clothes. But in reality, this is who you were. So every day I am looking at my original state, that who I was, where I was, and how gradually and throughout the years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me all the ni'mat. You are making dua, Allah, I want this car, Allah, I want this car, Allah, I want this car. When car is given, you even forget to make shukr to Allah. Allah, I want to graduate, and Allah, make me pass the exams, and Allah, let me be successful. And when he is successful, he doesn't even want to give his wealth and part in the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And just to conclude, my respected brothers, such a ni'mat to be thankful to Allah. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, 70 years, thanking Allah. Allah gave him all the blessings you can think of. 7 boys, 7 girls. Kitne? 7 boys and 7 girls. Father of 14. Loving wife. All the blessings. Lovely house. But a Nabi of Allah. Ayyub alayhi salam. You know, some people don't know how to respect a Nabi. And they say, oh, he had an illness. His body was smelling. Astaghfirullah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Do you talk about a Nabi like that? A Nabi's body is perfumed. Respect the Nabi. Don't talk about a Nabi that a person feels that he doesn't want to hear about this Nabi. Nabi and Anbiya are tested. Tested. But they are pure, they are beautiful. What are they? Beautiful. There is nothing of the sort upon them that a person should feel that, you know, there's karahiyat, something that a person will dislike. So anyway, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had so much blessings. And there were certain people in the locality that were saying that, you know what, Ayyub alayhi salam does a lot of zikr of Allah and he's always worshipping and always praying and talking about Allah. Who wouldn't when Allah gives you so much blessings? You know, when Allah has given you so much, it's easy for a person, so that's why he's doing it. Some people were talking like that about that Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to show the people and wanted to test Ayyub alayhi salam. The Nabi is being tested. And that is why Allah's Nabi said that the most difficult test comes to a Nabi. 7 children, 7 boys. 7 boys die, pass away. 7 girls, all of them pass away. 14 children at the age of 70, all pass away. The wife is there, the husband is there. Never would the wife come out to work. He is ill. Ayyub alayhi salam is ill. In his illness, he can't even walk. Very difficult. And in those days, people were superstitious, very superstitious. They started saying that the disease is contagious. If he lives in our locality, then we will also become ill. It's contagious. So tell him, so he was exiled and moved out, some way out in the countryside, take him out. All the friends, locality, people left him, children passed away. The only one there was the partner, a wife, a good wife. And Bichari Ayyub alayhi salam still with his ma'mulat regularly thanking Allah, doing the ibadat of Allah, everything. But the only difference was now the wife is also, has to go out, sell a few things to bring some food, and so she is doing it. After 7 years, 70. At the age of 77, the wife is saying to Ayyub alayhi salam, that you are the Nabi of Allah, Allah accepts your dua. Why don't you make dua that Allah give you relief from this difficulty? Ayyub alayhi salam started to cry. Nabi, he says, my beloved wife, for 70 years Allah gave me all the blessings that I could not even dream of. For 7 years my Allah has given me a bit of difficulty in this dunya, and I should complain to my Allah. I should complain. I am shy to complain to my Allah. I cannot ask Him. Look at that adab of Allah. Look at that level, that connection. For 70 years my Allah gave me everything. For 7 years I'm in this one position, ill. And you are serving me. And you are asking me that I should ask Allah. With which face? What do you want me to ask? Allah gave me so much. What is 7 years? What is this difficulty of this dunya? The words of Ayyub alayhi salam were heard upon the arsh of Allah. This humility, this shukr, in a way this is shukr. What is it? This is shukr. In a way this shukr of Allah, that Allah you gave me so much. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty. Allah can reverse everything. It is said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him children. At that age, people were very strong. Don't look at someone who's now 70. But mind you, yahan bhi ab to 70 log bachcha paida karte. MashaAllah, there's no problem. You know, Allah keep everybody fit. You know, but what I'm saying is that at that age, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with children. I can't remember in the books of Tafasir, but was it 19 or 20 children? The wife was healthy, Allah gave him health, Allah gave him back the house, he went back to his locality, he was worshipping, but Allah wanted to show the people that those who truly love Allah in every kind of condition, in difficulty, in prosperity, the connection of Allah is the same. And this is what we need to maintain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah bless all of you for coming, inshallah. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilaykal masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Rahman ya Rahim. Everybody that is here, ya Allah, they have taken out their time, ya Allah, it's Friday. Ya Allah, be pleased with us. Allah, give us the quality that we are thankful to you all the time. Allah, that we remember you in abundance. Allah, be pleased with us. Allah, look after our children. Ya Allah, look after our progeny. Allah, let us all settle in Jannatul Firdaus with our loved ones, with our family members. Allah, save us from the punishment of the grave. Allah, save us from the difficulties of this dunya. Allah, open the doors of your muhabbat in our hearts, ya Allah. We love the Quran, that we love your Nabi, that we love Islam. Allah, save us from the trials and tribulations of this dunya. Allah, protect us from the onslaught of shaitan, from evil wasavis. Allah, open all the doors of Jannah for us. Allah, be pleased with us. Allah, make us mustajabud da'wat. Wa sallallahu ta'ala. Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. وبلغنا رمضان وبلغنا رمضان وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين